and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincy's Stories started in 2014 with an idea between two friends. While working at Fireside Pizza in Walnut Hills, they talked about what they find so meaningful about sharing stories. And those conversations led them in 2015 to host a storytelling night in the basement of Motor Pub. Now, 5 years later, Cincy Stories has grown. Their storytelling night has moved to a larger venue at the Woodward Theater. And Cincy Stories is a 501c3 that has captured stories in six different neighborhoods in Cincinnati. This Friday at 6:30, Cincy Stories hosts its anniversary party at the Woodward Theater in Over the Rhine. So joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss 5 years of storytelling are Cincy Stories co-founder and executive director Sean Braley. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
And co-founder and creative director Chris Ashwell. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you?
And also with us is board president Janae Bradley. Janae, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Pleasure to be here.
And I understand you've also been a storyteller who's taken the stage. So we'll talk a little bit about that too. Very cool. We'll also have some sound a little later from some of the stories that we've had the opportunity to hear over this 5 years. Let's start, Sean and Chris. This sounds like a very nice romantic story about how something like this could start. You're working together at a pizza place and suddenly you've got something.
Yeah.
Take us back to that moment.
It's where all the magic happens, right? Over pizza.
Absolutely.
we were working together, and one time we were just sharing about things that we had hoped to do. And we both had similar ideas based around storytelling and around what those things would look like to both help our community, but also use the things that we learned about storytelling. So I wanted to do this live storytelling night. Chris was a documentary filmmaker, and he wanted to make documentary films sharing people's stories. And so we just started talking about that, and we were like, why don't we just do this together? And so that was the initial magic that sparked what became Cincy Stories.
Yeah, and the thing that really the unifying thing between the two of us was just our love of real, true personal stories. And we were influenced by whole host of documentaries, but also programs on NPR like This American Life and The Moth and things like that. And so we just wanted to see how we could take this thing that we found honestly very entertaining and sharpen it as a community building tool.
Janae, for people who are listening and thinking, well, this all sounds very nice, but I don't know what this is. What is a Cincy Stories event?
So I think it's great to sandwich it within what Cincy Stories does overall. So the mission of the organization is to build community through story. And I think that the live events embody that in a very real way. So you have a collection of storytellers of different walks of life, different levels of visibility that are telling a story of their life. So rather than trying to tell the story of their life, it's one. And even though these stories may be very different, there's always a point of connection among the storytellers and the attendees. I think about it like the cheaper, but not we. It's not a trade-off, but the cheaper version of therapy. So you can go in and share your story and know that you'll be sharing it among a group of people that are going to be highly receptive and wrap their arms around you.
How are folks selected to participate?
That's a great question. There are a number of ways that a person could raise their hand to participate. Sometimes it's by referral. Sometimes someone attends one of the live events and says, I want to get up on that stage. And sometimes it's people that the guys, Chris and Sean, know already and think that they could tell a really compelling story.
And we get a lot of referrals from folks as well.
I think we've got some sound from one of these events. Let's set that up and hear from Dave Offenbecker of Price Hill.
I'm David Offenbecker, the real one. There's three of us, my boy and his son, born in Covington, Virginia. I am a hillbilly, country boy. There's not a lot of us left. I've been here in Cincinnati for off and on since I was 10 years old. I've been around here in Lower Price Hill, my God, for 57 years or something. I'm 67 years old, and I've been here most of my life, so I remember, like I told you guys, getting off at the Union Terminal down there. I got off and being a little 10-year-old boy, and I looked around at that big ceiling and that, and I thought that was Cincinnati. I really did.
And that was some sound from Dave Offenbecker, a hillbilly from Covington, Virginia, as he stated. But that was from a video that was produced on behalf of Cincy Stories, and so now he lives in Price Hill. What's the value of that type of storytelling, that type of conversation?
Dave, where he lives, his neighborhood has changed around him a lot, like a lot of our neighborhoods, a lot of our towns and cities across the country. the who lives there changes and the businesses that are there changes. And Dave's had a hard time kind of coming to terms with that. He didn't know a lot of his neighbors. And the benefit for us is that hopefully those neighbors can see that video and he can watch videos of his neighbors. And that's like an entry point for them to get to know each other and at least maybe a start of a conversation. You know, I saw you in that video. I heard a little bit about your story and I know you a little bit better than I did just seeing you going in and out of your truck.
Well, let me ask you all what you've learned as members of the Cincinnati community in a broad sense, going into these neighborhoods and talking to these people about those experiences.
Yeah. Something that we've learned is that our stories are so much more similar than we might have expected. We've gone into drastically different communities from all three Price Hill neighborhoods to Avondale to Walnut Hills, neighborhoods that are at different with different economic levels, different racial dynamics, different, you know, all sorts of different dynamics. Price Hill has a large immigrant community. And just hearing the stories of people in this kind of way where you just like pare it down to the life, the lived experience of somebody, we can all relate to that. And we can actually find empathy in one another's stories and connection there too.
And there's a project going on now in the West End?
Yeah, we're currently in the West End. We're working in the West End. We started collecting stories most of last year, and we're going to be working through the summer, continuing to collect stories in that neighborhood.
I think we have a little clip from one of those collections. This is Frank Rhodes of the Lion's Den, which is a boxing gym.
It's a lot of sacrifice in boxing that people don't understand. I sacrificed. I knew I was a champion. I knew champion was in my heart to be a champion. You know, I still feel like that now at the age of 55, right there, the decision. That's when they put it on the belt. And I had went in the tears. It was tears of joy. It was real exciting. I was proud of myself. I even went to sleep with my belt on. Because I know that I worked hard for it. And you know you worked hard for something, you're going to have tears of joy.
And that's another clip from a video. And so you are having stories told in multimedia ways. Mm-hmm. There are people who are doing this on video. Yep. And then, of course, coming up on Friday at your fifth anniversary party at the Woodward Theater, this is one of those live storytelling events, right?
Correct.
So there will be people on stage. Janae, you have told stories, or at least told a story.
I did.
As part of one of these events. What's that experience like?
Okay, so initially, the first time I was asked to tell a story, I went back. It was in 2016, in March, in an event that was going to be in Walnut Hills. And my initial response was, I'm not the sort of person you want to get up and tell their story. I don't have anything remarkable to tell. And so I struggled for a long time to figure out what story I wanted to tell and how I wanted to tell it. And I decided to tell a very personal story about my journey through mental health, and there was just something so cathartic about being able to say these things out loud that I had never said to other people in a crowd full of people that were very welcoming. So it was great to have the guidance of Sean to sit down and think through what my story would look like and then get to tell it in front of a stage full of people that were amazing.
You referred to this earlier as sort of a cheaper form of therapy. Is that what you find from most of the storytellers, that people are addressing either a trauma or maybe something from their past that they feel like they want to deal with?
I think it varies, right? So you have people mm-hmm. that are telling these very difficult stories or stories of triumph, and then you have people telling these very comical stories. And that's the beauty of it, is that it doesn't always have to be a challenge or some hill that you climb. Sometimes it can be the time that you thought that a coffee was gravy.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. Do you have time to explain that?
Sure. Really quickly, we had a storyteller who had just moved to Cincinnati and, as an adult and didn't know Cincinnati chili. It was au jus. She thought it was au jus. She was having a very important business meeting, and she started ladling on her neighbor's coffee, thinking it was gravy for her sandwich. And it was just a very funny story. So sometimes it really, you know. But the point of that, the point of like, you know, we let people share whatever stories that they would like to share, whatever's really kind of welling up inside them to share. And it seems like, okay, did we get closer to empathy with that person just by hearing that kind of irreverent, fun story? But you do, because then you see that person as human. And when you see a person as human, then you can have the deeper conversations about the things that may actually divide us.
Well, I'm not supposed to editorialize, but I have to say I would try coffee on roast beef, I think.
Yeah, just I think that might be nice.
Pure curiosity. We do have some sound from an actual storytelling event. This is Michelle Hobbs, a previous storyteller.
And my father was he was a Chevy man. And he was about 68 years old, driving down about midnight in Kentucky. My father, his heart just gave out. No heart attack. There was no history of heart disease. It just stopped beating. He was tired. So my dad's Chevy truck was about a 22-year-old truck, by the way, veered off the road, and it went into a Ford dealership. Straight between all the brand new trucks down in London, Kentucky. He didn't do any damage, but my father left with a good story. So
nobody tells stories like Kentuckians. That's for sure. You're also working on a documentary about Q Kids. This is a group over here in our part of town, and we've got a trailer to that. That's going to be a documentary film.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So feature length.
Big step for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. We'll hope to have you back when that's finished. We'll talk a little more about that. Absolutely. We've got a link to that trailer, WVXU.org, inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. The fifth anniversary of Cincy Stories is Friday, 6:30.
Doors open at 6:30. Event starts at 7:30.
There you go. Woodward Theater and Over the Rhine. My big thanks to Cincy Stories co-founder and executive director, Sean Braley, co-founder and creative director, Chris Ashwell, and board president, Janae Bradley. Appreciate all three of you coming and talking to us.
Thanks, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of all of our programs online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.